KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Iowa State track star Betsy Sayana has been named the school's Female Athlete of the Year for a second year in a row. Sayana won her third NCAA title last weekend, taking first place in the 10,000 meters of the National Outdoor Meet in Fayetteville, Arkansas. She also finished second in the 5,000 and fourth in the 3,000. Sayana won 8 Big 12 titles and earned All-America honors 11 times in her career. She's the fifth Cyclone woman to win Athlete of the Year twice. Golfer Scott Fernandez was named Iowa State's Male Athlete of the Year on Monday. The most successful head coach in Memphis Grizzlies history says he's available. Lionel Hollins says the Grizzlies have told them they will not renew his contract. Hollins' deal expires June 30th, and his future with the team has been unsettled since the Spurs swept the Grizzlies in the West Finals. Hollins took over midway through the 2008-2009 season and led the team to the last three postseasons. He was also head coach of the 1999-2000 Grizzlies when the team was located in Vancouver. Hollins went 214 and 201 as the Grizzlies head coach, including a 143-87 mark over the last 3 years. The Associated Press has learned that the Detroit Pistons have hired Maurice Cheeks as their head coach. He replaces Lawrence Frank, who was dismissed in April following two seasons and a 54-94 record. Cheeks was 284 and 286 in the regular season and 5-11 in the playoffs as the coach of the Philadelphia 76ers and Portland Trail Blazers. The Atlanta Hawks and two other teams have been fined an undisclosed amount by the NBA for tampering. The team recently sent a letter to potential ticket buyers promoting its chances of signing Chris Paul and Dwight Howard, who will become free agents on July the 1st. Teams are not allowed to discuss their interest in players who are under contract to other teams. The Hawks issued a statement saying they fully understand and respect the league's decision. Chicago's Tom Thibodeau and Monty Williams of New Orleans will join the returning Jim Boehm as assistant coaches for the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team. U.S. Basketball has announced the two NBA head coaches will work the next 3 years under coach Mike Krzyzewski. Thibodeau and Williams will replace Mike D'Antoni and Nate McMillan. Thibodeau is considered one of the NBA's best defensive coaches. A New Jersey auction house says it has reached a settlement in a lawsuit over memorabilia from NBA star Kobe Bryant's high school and early pro career. Golden Auctions sued in federal court last month after Bryant's lawyers wrote the company, telling it to cancel a planned auction in June. The Lakers star claimed his mother, Pamela, didn't have the right to sell the items. In a statement, the auction house says it will offer some items, including jerseys worn by Bryant when he played for the Lower Merion High School outside of Philadelphia, his 2000 NBA All-Star Game ring, and two NBA championship rings from 2000. Former NFL star Chad Johnson has been sentenced to 30 days in jail for probation violation in a domestic violence case after having a plea deal rejected by a judge. A former Chad Ochocinco was set to do community service and undergo counseling when he playfully slapped his attorney, Alex Swickle, on the backside, as football players routinely do to each other on the field. Broward County Judge, Circuit Judge Kathleen McHugh wasn't amused, though, and tossed out the plea deal. Johnson apologized to the judge and said he meant no disrespect, but was hauled away in handcuffs. In baseball news, Red Sox right-hander Clay Buchholz could have his next start pushed back at least a couple of days. Buchholz left his start Saturday in the seventh inning with what the team called neck tightness. Red Sox manager John Farrell indicated that Buchholz may be not ready to throw his normal between starts bullpen session on Wednesday, 2 days before his next scheduled outing. The Red Sox also activated third baseman Will Middlebrooks from the 15-day disabled list. Also in the majors, the Angels have activated outfielder Peter Borges from the 15-day DL. The move means All-Star Mike Trout will shift to left field when Borges is in the lineup. Borges, who missed 38 games with a left hamstring strain, was hitting .313 with two homers and eight RBIs before his injury. Rangers second baseman Ian Kinsler has resumed baseball activities and wants to return during the team's longest homestand of the season, which begins tonight against Cleveland. Kinsler has been out since May the 18th with bruised ribs and will go on a rehab assignment before he's activated. Phillies catcher Eric Kratz will have surgery on his left knee to repair a torn medial meniscus. An MRI performed revealed the extent of the injury to Kratz, who was placed on the DL after getting injured in Saturday night's loss at Milwaukee. Kratz is batting .229 with 8 home runs and 22 RBIs in 43 games this season. The San Diego Padres have placed rookie second baseman Jed Jerko on the 15-day DL with a right groin strain. Jerko is hitting .284 with 8 homers and 25 RBIs. The Arizona Diamondbacks have again optioned young left-hander Tyler Skaggs to AAA Reno. The D-backs also placed reliever Matt Reynolds on the 15-day DL with a strained left elbow and recalled right-hander Charles Brewer and left-hander Joe Patterson from Reno. The Cleveland Indians have acquired infielder John McDonald from the Pittsburgh Pirates for a player to be named or cash considerations. McDonald was 2-for-31 with the Pirates this season. Rookie right-hander Jarrett Cole will make his major league debut tonight when the Pirates host defending World Series champion San Francisco Giants. The Pirates' top pick in the 2011 draft went 5-for-3 with a 2.91 ERA and 12 starts with AAA Indianapolis this spring. And recapping some of the scores from last night's softball action around the area, it was Atlantic over Denison Schleswig by a score of 7-5, Carlisle beating Carroll 10-1. Creston was a 10-0 winner over Clarinda in softball. Exira EHK down to Dare Casey 12-0. It was Grandview Park Baptist over Orient Maxburg in a doubleheader, 11-0 in the first game, 18-1 in the second. Griswold beat Riverside by a score of 6-2. That's Oakland Riverside. IKM Manning over West Harrison, 18-7 in softball action. Trainer beat Audubon 4-1. It was Neola over Missouri Valley, Tri-Center Neola, that is, over Missouri Valley, 5-4. Underwood beating AHST 5-1. Van Meter over Guthrie Center, 18-1. And in high school baseball action, some of the scores from yesterday include Denison Schleswig over Atlantic, 10-6. Harlan beating Lewis Central, 10-5. In five innings, Trainer was a 10-0 winner over Audubon. Exira EHK down to Dare Casey in baseball, 7-5. And it was Creston over Clarinda, 13-3. Elsewhere, Glenwood beat Shenandoah, 3-2. IKM Manning was a 10-1 winner over West Harrison. Underwood beat AHST 12-3. It was Mill Valley over Tri-Center 14-5, and Carlisle over Carroll 1-0. That is a look at sports. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.